news, traffic, and weather. News Radio 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
Opening day the way it's supposed to be in Cincinnati. With the 8 o'clock report, I'm Brian Combs. Breaking now.
The block party's back. The Finley Market Parade is back. It's going to be a beautiful day for baseball.
Great American Ballpark sold out today once again. The COVID restrictions of the past two seasons have been lifted. It's the 20th year for opening day at Great American Ballpark. While the Reds opened on the road because of the lockout, today is the day we celebrate the return of baseball in Cincinnati. Fans will be wearing red, showing support for the team that's gone through some major changes during the offseason. There are 18 different players on the roster for this opening day who weren't on the roster opening day last year.
Look, I think as you saw in Atlanta, this is a young, hungry, fun team to watch, and they'll continue to be that. And I say, trust me, we understand the passion of our fans is still here, and that's a blessing. But our fans have to understand that our passion and desire to win and investment to do so is still here as well. And we believe in what Nick is doing, Nick Kroll, in terms of his leadership and strategy, and David Bell and the coaching staff.
Reds COO Phil Castellini, his family's taken some grief for dealing some of the best-known Reds, but he says nobody should question their desire to win. Castellini's dad has made it very clear the club is not for sale. Bob Castellini is going to join Bill Cunningham this afternoon right here on News Radio 700 WLW. Now, the latest traffic and weather together.
From the UC Health Traffic Center, UC Health has been performing life-saving transplants and providing second chances in greater Cincinnati for more than 50 years. Wrecks clear northbound 471, but you'll need an extra 15 minutes now out of Southgate into downtown because of that earlier accident. Left lane's open again. Southbound 75, brake lights in and out of Lachlan. Westbound 275, now beginning to clear a bit between Milford and Loveland. Chuck Ingram, News Radio 700. WLW.
Now, the latest forecast from the Advanced Dentistry Weather Center. Are you afraid of the dentist? At Advanced Dentistry, we get it. To learn more about how IV sedation can change your life, visit nofeardentist.com.
Spotty showers today, not a washout, high 67, drying out overnight with a low of 60. But rain returns for Wednesday morning and lasting throughout the day, high 70. Those storms, though, could turn severe. From your severe weather station, I'm 9 First Warning Forecaster, Raven Richard, News Radio 700 WLW.
Nothing on radar now, 53 degrees. Streets are starting to close around Finley Market this morning, setting up for the return of the Finley Market Parade. It's back after a two-year COVID break. Streets along the route from Race to Fifth will close at 11:15 with the parade stepping off at noon. Streets also to close at the banks a little later this morning for the block party that's back opposite Great American Ballpark, another event that's been on hiatus because of the pandemic. We'll get an update today from Cincinnati Police on the officer involved shooting yesterday. Cincinnati officers who were looking for a murder suspect in Covington shot Nellie Coulter when he came at them with a gun trying to leave the house. News conference is set for 10. We'll have that covered for you. Building a new interstate bridge. Kentucky's governor says they have the funding in place to finally get the Brent Spence project going after several years of talking about it and putting it on the planning board.
I am more optimistic today, given that most parts of the budget are finalized, that we will break ground on the Brent Spence Companion Bridge in 2023, than I have been at any time. The General Assembly stepped up and gave us every dollar that we asked for.
Bridge is being paid for without having to charge tolls. Funeral home that was destroyed by a fire in Price Hill is being purchased by Spring Grove Funeral Homes. The company says it's looking to rebuild on the site off Glenway Avenue. In the meantime, Spring Grove says they will honor and guarantee all pre-planned and pre-funded funeral arrangements that were made with Meyer and Geyser. Hawksworth Blood Center needs your help. They've put out an urgent call today for platelet donors. You can visit hawksworth.org to schedule an appointment. Our next update's at 8:30. I'm Brian Combs, News Radio 700 WLW.
This report brought to you by ACR Gunite Pools and Spas.
It's opening day. ACR Gunite Pools is the official gunite pool company of your Cincinnati Reds. Schedule your own opening day for your new ACR Gunite Pool.
Love of my life.
Here's the latest financial news from the Bloomberg Market Minute on 700 WLW.
All right, there, Jeff Ballinger. The White House has a plan to bring down the price of gasoline. What's the plan?
Yeah, the president's latest effort to lower the cost will be to allow for more sales of higher ethanol gas. Mr. Biden will make the formal announcement later today during a visit to an ethanol facility in Iowa. That's the nation's top corn-growing state. Yeah. The administration will temporarily waive anti-pollution rules that prohibit summertime sales of ethanol in smog-prone areas.
How about that? All right, Honda says they're going all in on electric vehicles.
Yes, the automaker plans to invest $40 billion on EVs over the next decade. Honda expects to introduce 30 electric models by 2030 and says it will be able to build more than 2 million EVs each year. Says 40% of its fleet will be electric by the end of the decade.
All right, Etsy says they might have less to offer. Why is that?
Well, if you shop for unique products on Etsy, just might notice fewer choices for the next several days. Many of the crafters who sell at the site have signed a petition protesting a 30% increase in the fee that Etsy collects on every purchase. Protest organizers are urging sellers to take a week-long vacation and boycott the website until April 18th.
All right, so futures, please.
All right, a little bit higher right now. We've seen a lot of volatility this morning. S&P futures are up 9 points. NASDAQ futures are up 54. Dow futures are up 46. From Bloomberg, I'm Jeff Bellinger on News Radio 700 WLW.
All right. Thanks. About 8:14 now. 700 WLW. Opening day 2022. And we will be live this time next hour. Matter of fact, the Holy Grail. Sloan will be down there with Mo Egger. Yay! I'll be there at 11. It's Eddie and Rocky at noon. It's Seg and Willie at 2, I believe. And Seg just happens to be in here. How you doing? Is your mic on there, brother?
Mike? Turn that on. Mikey, what's going on?
Well, you mentioned this morning that your face was on the front page of the Inquirer when you were 6 years old.
I believe it was 1963.
Because you went to opening day.
My cousin Scott was next to me, and kneeling down for an autograph for a photo was Mel Queen.
Mel Queen.
The former pitcher of the Reds.
All right. So, a number of kids will go to this game today because they didn't go to school.
Yes.
It was tradition in your family that you did not go to school on opening day.
Well, then the Reds also, I did not go to school because on opening day, and there was a, the Reds used to hold a, like a giant luncheon each year with all the players there and everything else. And I just happened to have an excuse for going to the dentist that day.
So every year on opening day, you got a note from your parents saying you had to go to the dentist on opening day.
Yeah.
Was it always the dentist?
Can't say. No, it wasn't. It was a doctor, you know, what, lawyer.
Some sort of doctor's
lawyer,
note.
Whatever.
And your parents went to the game. It was like a family outing then.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, I went and, you know, we got on the front page of the paper the next day and it was big.
So, yeah, but then we're talking.
Still got it at home.
Every year. So you went to Crosley for
umpteen years.
Yeah.
And then went to Riverfront Stadium in the front row of the blue seats right behind the dugout with my uncle and his folks had their seats.
I asked you earlier whose seats those were, and you said you didn't know.
No, those were my uncle's.
I said front row behind the dugout. Yeah.
Yeah. Those were his. He had eight seats back then.
Because the story, as I recall, was
right behind where the players come out in the on-deck circle.
Willie asked you if you could get him two tickets. I think his brother, somebody was coming to town. He wanted to go to the ball game.
Yeah.
Day of, he said to you, never mind, I can't go. After you worked hard to get these tickets.
Right.
And I was standing there and I said, I'll take them. And you said, okay.
There you go.
So went home and my wife at the time was busy that night. My kid was probably 6, 7 years old. Well, guess what? I'm not going to miss this. I got the seats right behind the Reds dugout.
Bingo.
I said, kid, we're going to the ball game. Guess where we're sitting? Her eyes light up.
In the front row.
Her eyes light up. She goes, top row?
Not Bob Uecker.
Top row?
Right.
She thought that would be the coolest seat to
top
have.
Row
be
the top row in the red?
The top row in the red. No, not quite. Down a little bit lower than the top row in the red.
So
at Crosley Field, I mean, I have no, I was never there. It was torn down by the time I moved here. Have been to Wrigley Field anytime recently? I mean,
I've been to Wrigley Field before, but not recently. No, when they've rent, when it
was it sort of
everything
on a par with that?
Yes,
is my question.
Yes,
did you
much
have
better? Crosley Field was very, very special. I mean, it had the players went right by, walked right by you. I mean, we had my uncle and his friend had seats right behind the third base coach's box, right behind the third base bag on the side there at third base. And I mean, we saw everybody walking by, and you just put as a kid, you just put a ball out. You had a pen. Sometimes you didn't even have to ask. The players just came over back then. It was wonderful. Crosley Field was great. The smell of the hot dogs, the popcorn,
right.
just everything about Crosley Field was wonderful. You know, that was truly a ballpark.
Well, it was.
I mean, you've got one now, but I mean, back then,
Riverfront Stadium was not a ballpark. It was a stadium.
Right. But, I mean, back then, I mean, you're going as a kid, going many times. I mean, many times at, you know, Sundays, Saturdays, you know, that type of thing during the week and that type of stuff. But it was, you know.
I remember going to Phillies games when I was a kid. And yeah. It was when you walked in there, it was like you've never seen grass that green.
Right.
And it probably was somewhere else, but it just seemed like you've never seen grass that green.
You know, you used to park right out back of the left field wall. Right across the street,
yeah.
And you know, you come out and somebody would hit one over the fencing, and they'd have a broken window.
Don't park there.
Well, I mean, because a guy hit one over the screen, so it's like, you know. But Crosley Field was wonderful.
But if you sat in the wrong seat, you could have a girder in front of you.
Correct.
Yeah.
Never had that look. Never had that problem.
I had that once at Wrigley Field.
No, didn't have that problem at all.
Bought the ticket on the street. That wasn't a good move.
Oops.
I got a few more questions, but I got to get a check of traffic.
Sure.
Chuck has all the traffic in the world. Chuck, what's going on?
From the UC Health Traffic Center, UC Health has been performing life-saving transplants and providing second chances in greater Cincinnati for more than 50 years. Latest accident is on westbound 275. It's before you got to 5 Mile, had the right lane blocked off. Now what's left is over on the right shoulder, so I'm not seeing a huge delay there. Northbound 471's getting better from an earlier accident on the bridge, starting to clear out at Grand. Southbound 75 continues heavy through Lockland, and all the streets around Findlay Market now blocked off to get ready for the parade. Chuck Ingram, News Radio 700 WLW.
Did you ever go to Crosley Field?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Lots of them?
Oh, yeah. The one fun story I remember is that the organist's name was Ronnie Dale. And people would turn in foul balls because they didn't realize that they were allowed to keep them.
Really?
Yeah. So he would always have, and he dated my sister for a little bit. And they would always, he would always have me have one or two every time he came over to the house. Yeah. And then, of course, I told people I was at the ball game and got the foul ball myself.
You had a connection.
Uh-huh.
A connection.
Sure did.
How about that?
Yep. We even bought some seats from there at the end when they tore it down. Had them around the pool for years.
Yeah. I know somebody who has a set of those.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right, cool. Thank you. Got to do the weather. Scattered rain, widely scattered. For the most part, it's a cloudy day with a high 67. Tonight, still some clouds and 60. Tomorrow, rain and 70. Excuse me, right now, 56. 700 WLW. Thank you.
Well, fans, the Cincinnati Reds, they are world champions now in 1940.
Tony Perez comes through with a big
win. Cincinnati has won the world championship.
Johnny Branch has tied it at 41-92.
Number 2000 for Barry Lott.
The 1990 world championship belongs to the Cincinnati
Reds. The new memories and moments begin with Reds opening day.
What a play by Jonathan India.
All day today.
The Reds are headed back to the postseason.
On 700 WLW.
That is a grand slammer.
The home of the Cincinnati Reds.
This report brought to you by ACR Gunite Pools and Spas.
It's opening day. ACR Gunite Pools is the official Gunite Pool company of your Cincinnati Reds.
Cincinnati's first-class restaurant and brewery. Come visit our new outdoor beer garden, part of the Bankstora District. Become a member of the Moorline Lagerhaus Mug Club and get a commemorative beer stein, plus discounts on Moorline beers. Whether it's lunch, dinner, or weekend brunch, the Moorline Lagerhaus has you covered. Visit MoorlineLagerhaus.com to make your reservation. Or call 513-421-BEER.
Help the Dragonfly Foundation support families and children impacted by childhood cancer. Go to dragonfly.org.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's 826, 700 WLW, SAG. One last question for you.
Yes,
you might not know this because you were a kid, so you're not really tuned into this kind of a thing, but
yeah.
Crosley Field's last days. You know they built this new stadium, Riverfront Stadium. The Reds are moving there.
Correct. I think Bobby Bonds was the last out.
Well,
the Reds played the Giants.
If you're, you know, an adult, you've been going to Reds games all your life at Crosley Field. Was the attitude, we're finally getting out of this dump and moving to the new palace? Or were they thinking, I'm going to miss this place. It's got all the character in the world.
I think it was, I think people were looking forward to being, you know, the new stadium.
Yeah.
But then they were also saying, you know, Crosley Field was still, you know, pretty good. And why, you know, but they already built the other place, so... I remember as a kid being there at the last game and my dad and I and everything else looking, and Reds aren't off the field hardly, and they're digging up home plate, and they put the home plate in our helicopter,
mm-hmm.
our traffic copter, and away it goes into the night. And I thought, well, that's it.
That's it.
And then, what, a week later, they open up Riverfront Stadium, and here we are.
Yeah.
So.
Pretty wild. All right. Well, I thank you for the memory or two.
Anytime, Mikey.
I'll work in a call or two in the limited time that I have. And to do that, all we got to do is bring up ye old call screen. All right, Jay. What's going on, Jay? Jay, do you read me? Jay once, Jay twice. Jay, try calling back. I can't hear you. Yeah, Cliff, you there.
Yeah, Dayton, you wanted to be at Crosley Field when Jackie Robinson and the Dodgers came in. That was a wild scene.
What was wild about it? What happened?
People of color filled the place up, and that happened all through the league, and I don't know where Branch Rickey had that in mind, and whether baseball was in doldrums in the early, this was the early 50s when I was there.
I guess it makes sense, but I never heard that side of it, that it brought a huge black crowd to the ball game.
Jackie Robinson had been in the league for 5 years, and they were still filling the stadiums when the Dodgers came to the locations. So Branch Rickey, he was sort of an innovator. He helped baseball by doing that.
No doubt about it.
Although there were a lot of problems involved in it. It was one of those deals where probably baseball was sort of dying out, and he revived it.
Well, that's good news. Certainly is, and I'll thank you for checking in. Now I'm trying to think of the Dodgers had a Japanese pitcher, and I think it was the first Asian pitcher or player in the league. The Dodgers came to town at Riverfront Stadium or Synergy, whatever it was called at the time, and I never saw so many Japanese people in the tri-state or anywhere in my life. I don't know. I'm like, where did all these people come from? Now I can't think of his name. It will come to me. Dodgers pitcher, Japanese. I mean, it seemed like a third to a half of the stadium were Japanese people. And they probably came from different cities, anyone from Indy, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. That was Hideo Nomo? I think it was it. Hideo Nomo, probably. And then, I mean, from the first pitch, the number of flash bulbs that went off was incredible. Long before people had their cell, and they probably had the little cube on the Instamatic camera or something, but it was really an interesting night. And I'm not sure, my guess is around the league, when he was pitching, he, you know, brought a Japanese crowd to the ballpark wherever he went to. But I couldn't figure out where all these people had come from. It's 8:30. We got to do some news because that's what we do. Go until 9 o'clock. Then we throw it to our friends at the Grail. It's going to be Sloan and Mo going there till 11 o'clock. And I'll be down there with the Yid Man till noon. And it's Eddie and Rocky. And then it's Willie and Seg and Lance and everybody else. So kicking off at 9. Be there till first pitch right here. 700 WLW.
News, traffic, and weather. News Radio 700 WLW. Cincinnati.
Finally getting to celebrate opening day in Cincinnati with the 8:30 report. I'm Rick Uccino. Breaking now, opening day back here in the Queen City the way that we're used to. The game is sold out. The Finley Market opening day parade is back on, as is the block party downtown. And while the festivities may seem familiar, the team probably does not. The front office made a flurry of moves after the lockout ended this past winter. Gone are All-Stars Nick Castellanos, Jesse Winker, Eugenio Suarez, Sonny Gray, and more. But Red COO Phil Castellini believes in the roster that they have assembled and hopes that fans are a little more excited after the team split their opening series with the world champion Braves this past weekend.
Well, they should be. That's not been the rhetoric in town here for the last month, but we knew that. We know what's going on. We know what Nick and his guys are doing. We believe in this team and David Bell and what he's doing, that coaching staff. And as I said, it's a young, hungry team. You got veterans like Joey Votto that's having the most fun he's had playing the game of baseball. I think you could see that in that on-field interview. And he's just really taking on the role of leader and mentor. And it's just awesome to see that.
Catcher Tyler Stevenson says he understands the business side of things and knows that players are going to come and go, but still believes that this young core has what it takes to win.
Absolutely. I mean, we just got to continue to take it day by day and not get too ahead of ourselves. And at the end of the day, if we do that, I think everybody's going to be satisfied and excited for what's in store for us. So can't get too far ahead. Obviously, it's 162 games. and we're going to have to take this day by day, just like every other year.
We'll have more on opening day in Cincinnati coming up in just a few moments. First, let's check the latest traffic and weather together.
From the UC Health Traffic Center, UC Health has been performing life-saving transplants and providing second chances in greater Cincinnati for more than 50 years. Southbound 75 continues to be the heaviest of the highways, running an extra 5 minutes in and out of the Lachlan split. Northbound 471 now clear into downtown, and there's no delay to get past the accident. Westbound 275 just before you got to 5 Mile. What's left is over on the right shoulder. Chuck Ingram, News Radio 700 WLW.
Now the latest forecast from the Trane Heating and Cooling Weather Center on News Radio 700 WLW.
Mostly cloudy starts, body showers throughout the day, not a washout, high 67. Dry overnight, low 60. Rain returns Wednesday morning throughout the day, high 70. Storms could turn severe. From your severe weather station, I'm 9 First Warning Forecaster, Raven Richard, News Radio 700 WLW.
Looking at 52 degrees right now. Streets are starting to close around Findlay Market this morning for the setup of the Findlay Market opening day parade. It is back after a two-year COVID hiatus. The streets along the route from Race to Fifth are going to start closing down around 11:15. Streets are also closing at the banks this morning for the block party opposite Great American Ballpark. That event, another that has been on hiatus because of the COVID-19 pandemic. For those heading down for all the opening day festivities this year, do not forget to check out what is new at the Hall of Fame and Museum.
The Reds Hall of Fame and Museum is always on the lookout for new, old stuff. In fact, the executive director, Rick Walls, tells me he has a wish list, especially a Reds uniform from 1869.
Obviously, to me, items from the 1869 Red Stockings are the holy grail.
That would be a treasure, like their World Series trophies. And this one from more than 100 years ago.
The most valuable item potentially on loan to us is the last out ball from the 1919 World Series.
This year, the Reds are promoting a special exhibit honoring Latin American players. It's called Los Rojos. From Great American Ballpark, Matt Reese, News Radio 700 WLW.
Reds welcome the Cleveland Guardians to Great American Ballpark this afternoon. Our pregame coverage gets underway at 9 a.m. with Scott Sloan and Mo Egger live from the Holy Grail. Our next update will be at 9 o'clock. I'm Ricky Uccino, News Radio 700 WLW.
This report brought to you by ACR Gunite Pools and Spas.
It's opening day. ACR Gunite Pools is the official Gunite Pool company of your Cincinnati Reds.
Market Minute on 700 WLW.
It certainly is, starring Jeff Bellinger. And, Jeff, we have inflation report. It came out at 8:30, and what do we know?
And turn on the microphone.
There we go.
Government confirmed we are seeing the hottest inflation in 40 years. The Consumer Price Index, which tracks retail prices, was up 1.2% last month. That was in line with expectations. The CPI was up 8.5% from March of last year. And the core CPI, which excludes energy and food, was 6.5% higher year over year.
I was trying to find the wording that Jen Psaki had yesterday, saying the report coming out today...
Extraordinarily elevated inflation
yes. data. Yeah, it's kind of like bad news. Then we have a separate report on online inflation. What's up?
Yeah, well, that was up. Online inflation up 3.6% from March of last year. That matches the record year-over-year increase from February. Adobe tracks this. It says 14 of the 18 categories it tracks had price increases since March of 2021. Groceries, clothing, and pet products saw some of the biggest gains.
All right, then Microsoft's business practices are under fire by whom?
Customers, as well as some of the company's major rivals, they're complaining about some of the business practices. Microsoft changed the way it licenses some of its programs, including Windows and Office. It charges more to run the programs on rival cloud computing platforms. In some cases, Microsoft actually forbids the use of the programs on competing cloud services. These changes were made 3 years ago, but more complaints are surfacing now as customers renew their deals or replace older programs.
All right, futures, please.
Seeing a little bit of a relief rally because of the numbers on inflation were not worse than expected. S&P futures up 31 points now. NASDAQ futures are up 192. And the Dow futures are up 134. From Bloomberg, I'm Jeff Bellinger on News Radio 700 WLW.
All right, it's 8:42, opening day, 700 WLW. Again, 9 o'clock. We are live from the Grail. Holy Grail. Scott Sloan's down there with Mo Egger. And I've had one or two requests from people. Back in the day, we had this, we called it the tribute to Lenny Harris. We can't find it. Someone said, for old time's sake, can you play the tribute to Lenny Harris? It was, Lenny Harris was having a rough year, and basically it was a montage of everything Marty had to say about Lenny Harris having his bad year. And it was just kind of funny the way it was all compiled, and it's been several years since I've heard it, and we look, as we say, in the system. We can't find it in the system. It might be on a reel of tape somewhere, but it's nothing we can find this quickly. So, unfortunately, I wish we did have that. And then email here from Denny in 1980. Somebody gave me some tickets. They said they were upper red seats, but were pretty good. Turned out they were straight away, center field, top six, two rows from the top. I could turn around and count the seats that were worse on one hand, but I was there. Worst thing about those seats, beside the fact you couldn't see the center fielder, was the beer vendors would never get there. It would come your way, but run out of beer before they got there. The other thing was, those seats, you were actually up behind the Jumbotron. When they first built the station, the stadium, there was no such thing as a Jumbotron. So when one came along, you got to put it in center field, hang it from the top, and those top seats were actually up behind it. So you couldn't see the center fielder, and you couldn't see a fly ball either until somebody caught it. Those were some rough seats. I was out close to those seats one of the nights of the first night we went, thinking Pete Rose was going to break the record, and he did not play that night. We were in red seats, right in dead center field. So, who's hanging on with a question or comment or both? We got a few people. It's a question of who's been waiting the longest. And Steve in Blanchester, that'd be you. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, I'm wanting to know, anybody remembers the fireworks shows in Crosley Field? I was there in 54 all the way up till they shut it down. I'm 70 years old, and my father was the one that shot the fireworks shows
there
in Crosley Field. So if there's anybody out there, talk about the fireworks. Anybody got any pictures of the fireworks? I'd like to be able to get hold of you and see if there's any pictures of my father. My father passed in 2017. Thank you, Mike.
Are you online anywhere? Somebody could find you?
No, I don't. I live.
That makes it a problem, see?
Yes, but I got a telephone number. You got it there. I know you got it.
Actually, I don't. I have Steve Blanchester, Crosley Field Fireworks. That's what's on my screen.
Well, I'd give you my number there if you want it.
Okay, I see it off. I see it off to the side. It ends up in 9595.
That's it.
All right. 513.
Yep. That's right. 760.
760-9595. If you have pictures of fireworks at Crosley Field. All right, Steve, we'll see if you get lucky.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thanks. See ya. Gary, yeah, what's up? Gary, are you there?
Yeah, Mike, how are you?
Doing okay, Gary. What do you know? It's kind of hard to hear you, so keep it short if you can.
I will. Going from Mount Old Cab, when we were young, we used to take the Crosley bus from Williamsburg down to Crosley Field. We would always run to get to the left field corner because there wasn't no bullpen. They would just, they put a line drive, didn't hit him in the head. But one Saturday, we walked out of there with four baseballs, no signatures, but they were great to come back and bring them back home and play with them out at the Out of Dog Ballpark.
Well, I was supposed to put it up on the mantle and be proud of it, but all right. You got a different take on things.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Gary, it's my job. Drive on, be safe. And Ed, what's up? Ed, do you
hear me?
Ed in Delhi, yes, that's you.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to tell you, I had a great memory from Crosley Field. I played there in 1958 with my CYO team, and I played shortstop. And the thing I remember was that there was a hard ground ball, and I was waiting for it. I didn't charge, but the grass there was so thick, it almost stopped on me.
Wow.
It was great. That and the steps to the dugout were all made of wood, and they were all chewed up from the guy's spikes. It was an unbelievable memory for me.
That's cool. All right. Enjoy
Thanks
it.
A lot.
You bet. Have a good day. See you later. See you later. And what's the point I was going to make there? It was along the same lines. An old ballpark. When I was a kid, I went to, the Phillies played in Connie Mack Stadium before they built then Veterans Stadium. And was down there with my dad and uncles a few times. And then one time decided to go down with a friend of mine. We were still in grade school. We took the train in, went to the ball game. I guess his father told him he was not allowed to bring his father's radio, like transistor radio, but it's pretty big. But my buddy took the radio. We're leaving the game. We're a block or two walking to the train, and we get held up at knife point by a kid who wants the radio. So we hand, and what I remember was it was a somewhat residential area, and there were people summertime sitting out on their porch watching us get robbed, and no one did anything about it. The kid took the radio, and he took off. And then we mentioned to people around us we just got robbed, and everyone's like, why didn't you say something? We'd have taken care of him, and whatever. So anyway, we called the cops, and the cops, we drove around the neighborhood trying to find the kid, never found him. So we took the train home, and somehow word got out that that happened, and we were treated like little flowers when we got to school the next day. Everybody thought we were traumatized, and no, it wasn't a good experience, but we're not otherwise traumatized. And that might be the only time I've ever been robbed. Well, no, in college, someone did hold me up for my McDonald's bag. Those are the two times I've been robbed in my life, which is a topic we could do someday. Ever been robbed? Think about that. Chuck, ever been robbed?
No, I have not.
Okay, you haven't lived.
No, you're up on me by two there.
Good times.
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
Good times.
Yeah, we got to school the next day, and all the nuns were usually mean it to you every day just because they were nuns. But really nice to us. Like, they thought we were scarred for life or something.
You probably acted like it.
Well, I might have played it up once we realized that was the that was the take. Can't do homework for a week.
The radio. I miss my radio.
Oh, he almost stabbed me. good times. All right, what's going on in the traffic world out there?
Problems on eastbound 275's ramp to Winton. Fire truck now blocks that off. I was told it was an accident. It started as a broken down. Now it looks like an accident there, at least involving three. Northbound 75, not a problem getting into downtown. Southbound 75 continues to run a bit heavy through the Lachlan split. And there was an accident. Westbound 275 near 5 Mile, but they just cleared that out of the way. Chuck Ingram, News Radio 700 WLW.
All right, 9 first warning. Well, there, I got scattered rain today, but widely scattered on the radar. There's just not much there. It's going to generally be mostly cloudy, peaks of sun, a high near 70. Tonight, still some clouds and 60. Tomorrow, pretty much a sure thing, rain, and especially tomorrow night, we could have some severe storms. We shall see. But cross your fingers, we're looking pretty good for now. And the temp has not budged. 56 degrees, 700 WLW.
Hi, this is Jeff Brantley reminding you that opening day happens on 700 WLW, the home of the Cincinnati Reds.
This report brought to you by ACR Gunite Pools and Spas.
It's opening day. ACR Gunite Pools is the official Gunite Pool company of yours.
Have a pipe burst and water damage? Or need a drain clean fast? For immediate service, call the plumber whose name is his number. Call 1-TOM-PLUMBER, and they're on the way.
Help the Dragonfly Foundation support families and children impacted by childhood cancer. Go to dragonfly.org.
Live from the 700 WLW studios, driven by Mike Castrucci Ford in Milford and Alexandria. Visit the largest volume Ford dealer in the tri-state and let them save you time and money. They're number one for a reason. That's Mike Castrucci Ford.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
You're listening to 700 WLW, also available on 94.5 FM W233BG Cincinnati.
All right, coming away from 9 o'clock, 700 WLW. Downtown, I was saying earlier, if you're not going downtown for the ball game, I wouldn't bother because it's really difficult to get around on opening day. I'm just telling you. A lot of the streets around Findlay Market already closed. That was at 8 o'clock and then at 11:15. Most of downtown, you can't get across town, put it that way. Liberty Street will be closed. Central Parkway is closed. Ray Street is closed. Fifth Street is closed. So, good luck. 14th Street is closed. 13th, 12th, Court, 9th, 8th, 7th, 6th, get the idea? Anywhere from 4th to 6th, all those are closed. So it's a headache. If you're working downtown, you're there, you're parked, you'll have a fine day. But driving across it, because I got caught up in that once, and it was no picnic. So heads up. That's what's going on. And one or two emails asking if I had a favorite opening day. You know, not really. I've talked about my least favorite opening day, which was, I told that story not that long ago, but supposed to do the show from the plaza level of Riverfront, all set up, good to go. Cop comes by and says, you can't be here. The station van could not be on the plaza level, but we have this permit. I don't care what you have. Get this thing the hell out of here, which meant they had to take the backdrop and the table and the draping and everything but my microphone had to go, including the van. So I had to pretty much ad lib, I don't know, 2.5 or 3 hours sitting on my little curb with my little microphone, and I had guests lined up who couldn't find me because there was no station presence, you know, like a van and a table and a backdrop and the whole thing. That was a rough day. So that was my least favorite. Some of the easier ones were later years. I'm trying to think of the name of the bar on 3rd Street. It's kind of across Fort Washington Way from the ballpark. So it's not O'Malley's in the alley. It's further east than that. Right there in the corner, the Western and Southern parking garage is across the street from it on one side. Anyway, they had a set up there outside for 3 or 4 years, and that wasn't a bad place to do opening day from. And then Game Day Sports Cafe opened, which is like by One Lytle Place. It's called something else now. In fact, well, I don't know what it is now. My daughter texted that to me. Where is it? Game Day became Schwack after that. Schwack. So if you know Schwack, we did the show there for a few years, and that wasn't bad either. So as far as ball games, I've been at opening days where it snowed. I was at opening days when it was nice. I remember one in particular. In fact,